Nerd Soul.
Late Ill Kid at One Youngster, hold it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh yeah, coming with another wonderful episode of Beast Vibes Life. We here, we hype, of course, right here, right below, first square in the counterclockwise or whatever rotation. Arcatron, what up?
Oh, what's going on? Oh, you threw me off now. Hey, yo, here we go. Now I'm in the place to be. It's ARCKATRON.com. You can find me anywhere. Spacebridge out there. Living Spacebridge coming soon.
Woo! RKA West.
RKA West. Arc Father Part 3.
Followed up by the one and only Anwar Hassan. What's up?
It's me, Anwar Hassan. Peace.
PL Parker Lewis. Trap Just Blaze. What's up?
What's good, world? It's your boy Parker PL Lewis here in the building. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
So let's get it started.
Here we go.
Was it PL that sent this? The one that sent us the it was now released. After many, many years of being in the vaults of the CMB or whatever, the Drake, J Dilla, Busta Rhymes collabo. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about it? You can't start a show with that face, all right?
No, somebody was out the window. I was like, had to look out the window. My bad. Right. What's going on?
You can't start it with that face. Come on. All
right, I'll start it off. All right. Look. I never wanted to hear Drake and Busta Rhymes together, especially over Dilla. But with listening at it or listening to it, I'm not particularly against it. It's not the worst song I've heard. It didn't give me the need to kind of like replay and replay, but it's not bad. You know,
that song is horrible.
It's
no, it is not, fam. Yeah,
that song is terrible.
No, it is not terrible.
Even though my face doesn't say it's just my face was just a face of disappointment. That's what it was.
I agree with Mike. Like, I just never wanted this.
Same. I don't want
like even if it's not a Dilla beat, like I just don't particularly want that pairing, despite being a fan of both of those artists. And of course, we're all huge fans of Dilla.
Yep.
But I don't think that Drake and Dilla is a pairing that makes sense sonically.
It doesn't. Okay.
It doesn't. Well, not to me. I just.
What do you guys say, PL?
Upon further review, it's not bad, man.
Yeah, it's not. It's like it's
and
not
also
it's not bad, man.
And also, it's early. Like Drake now, it's a different story. You could probably sway me with like current Drizzy. I've mastered my craft, Drizzy.
Ooh, I've mastered.
Yeah,
my craft,
I wouldn't. Drizzy. I don't want that Drake over Dilla. I'd rather like maybe like 4 years ago, Drake
definitely.
Over Dilla.
I think he got in his bag on that beat, man. I think he got in his bag.
I'm gonna listen to it again, did you?
It's alright.
Let me put my headphones on this one again.
1 to 5, I give it a strong 3.5.
What you say?
One to five, I give it a strong 3.5.
Said on a five.
Oh, 1 to 5. Okay, that's an interesting. Yeah. No, okay. Like start. Okay. I would give a 3.
I'd probably be somewhere around 2.5, 2.75. Like it's, I don't hate it. It's not moving me either. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what it was like? I remember my thoughts. But my initial thought, it's like having Jay from when Guru was shouting rap over Dilla. And then hearing it now, it's like it's too late.
Ooh.
It's too late.
Too late.
I don't want to hear that now. I don't know if I even want to hear it back then. I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm
thinking a more updated version would be better. I think somebody else did say that, but the song's all right to me, man. I give it a strong 3.5 out of 5.
Ooh. Okay.
I wish he rap over the beat that was before it dropped. What's up with that? I hate that. The beat that dropped is cool, but the beat before, I'm like, who's not messing with that beat?
Yo, right. After this again,
Dylan didn't give him that piece. You know what I'm saying? Dylan might have.
You
like,
can bro. Loop it.
He might have just been like snippet only.
You
bro.
Can loop it.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe
you like, can loop before. It, sir.
Can I finish?
The beat itself is a loop. You sir, can loop it.
Can I finish? Maybe Dilla told Buster. Maybe Dilla told Buster, don't ever use this part to rap on. Thank you. And Buster said, yo, I respect you, my guy. Yo, I never will.
That is wildly specific.
I would love to hear the backstory as to why this song never dropped. I would love to hear the backstory.
It definitely seems like a mixtape type of track that he would use.
Go ahead, Art, what were you saying?
I would love to hear the story of why they even chose anything to do with Dilla on that beat with Drake.
Drake wanted to do a Dilla track. That? According to the lore, it was Buster who put his verse on it at the end. Drake came to Buster for the beat. And Buster put a verse on it. That's okay. How the story goes.
And this is back when Drake then Buster was on the label?
They were on, but they were both on Cash Money at the time, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were both on Cash Money.
That's what, like 2009?
Bad time.
Maybe 2010, 2011.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm good.
And Buster Rhymes would come home and think about.
Yo,
and
man.
Buster Rhymes home. Think about all the people he slaughtered. He wasn't afraid of Cash Money, but Cash Money was afraid of him.
So, this time
it was a bad time for the Empire.
Man,
yeah,
y'all wrong. So now I do have a fun game we can play. We can have a fun game. You know what I'm saying?
I don't play no games out here, man. I play no games. Man.
I don't play no games.
I play games.
So this is one that's a problem. To you all,
you
guys.
Think it's a game?
What's the game, sir?
And I said he didn't.
So all right, we got Team A, Nas and Lauryn Hill. Team B, Rakim and MC Light. Team C, Method Man and Mary J. Blige, or Team D, DMX and Eve? Which one stays out of all four of these groups?
Rakim and Light.
Wait, are we talking about tracks that it did or like?
No. Parents. If it was like a duo, like a team battle, like an intergender team battle. Who would last? Who would win? And I'm rolling with Rakim
and Light.
All right. Team A is Nas and Lauryn Hill. Team B is Rakim and MC Light. Close. Team C is Method Man and Mary J. Blige. Or Team D, which is DMX and E.
It's Rakim and Light for me.
It's Rakim and Light for him.
Rock Light. Boom.
Rock Light.
Light is a rock.
Lots of rock. Boom.
I think we're all in agreement then. Because when I was thinking about it, I was like, well, you know, we didn't really get to see much more from Nas and Lauryn Hill. Didn't get to see, we don't have enough of sample size. Then I was like, you know, Method Man and Mary, that was magic. So I was like, all right, cool.
I just felt these were imbalanced in terms of like, they did songs together. But like Lauren's career is not like Nas's career, and Mary J's career. Method Man's career and Mary is probably the closest in terms of like both. Like,
let me another duo in, if I may.
Okay.
Maybe two. Let me throw another duo or two in.
Okay. All right, what you got?
Busta and Rod Digger.
Ooh. Right.
Missy and Timbaland.
Ooh.
I'm from BA. Missy Timbaland all day. It's over. I'm done. That's my choice.
I got a better one. Or just a different one. Pharrell and Khalees.
Nah.
They did have jams, man. She had those women's anthems. She had those women's anthems.
I'm just throwing it out there. I ain't saying I'm
even like Pharrell.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm still sticking with Rakim and Light.
It's not a bad duo, honestly. That's a good one to throw in.
But yeah, Rakim and Light out of these four,
I'm not gonna be on the suit. Like I can't do the.
What? Ye never had no real like pairing. Like who's would Ye like?
Tiana Taylor.
I'm talking about career-wise, so who can match Ye's level. You know what I mean?
Nobody.
Yeah. And see if man,
maybe Rihanna or something like that. Yeah, Ye and Rihanna or something like that.
Ye and Rihanna could be. I can.
They
see
got some jams together, yo.
Didn't they get signed around?
I see that makes Rihanna's? That makes sense.
Around maybe, the same time. Yeah.
No. Rihanna's later, right?
She was early.
Yeah, around the same time, fam.
Like 05 maybe was Rihanna, like something like that. Ye was like
a little bit, he was like 03.
Yeah, so around the same time, 04. Within 3 years.
So that works. That works. I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
So that might be a duo. That might do some numbers.
Yeah, I'm just thinking out loud. Though. I'm gonna
hit up Rihanna. Hit up Rihanna after this. Just tell her.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit up Kanye.
Call Kanye
and hit him up.
Hit up Kanye. Tell him stop tripping and rewind to about 10 years ago.
Rewind to about 5 years ago for me.
Just five.
When did My Twisted drop?
12.
2010.
Yeah, 10. You're right, PL.
Rewind to 10 years for me. For me, but rewind 10.
Says the person that likes Yeezus still. What's going on over there?
Let's go back 7 then. I'm mad. We can go back to Yeezus, Jay.
Go back 7.
We can go back to Yeezus, Jay. I'm down with that.
We can do a 7.
I love Yeezus. What are we saying?
We all love Yeezus. We all love Yeezus.
That's what we're saying.
I'm talking about Mike, not you. Mike was the one who was like, nah, Kanye.
Mike, you don't like Yeezus?
But then we did a Kanye review, and someone said, oh, my bad.
He likes Yeezus.
I missed 3 albums.
But check this, though. Check this.
Oh, speaking of Kanye.
Did I not have the fortitude to stand up and say, you know what? I had you wrong, Kanye. You got 3 more albums that I will put into this grouping and respect. Thank you.
Now, of course,
and I clapped my hands when that happened.
Oh no, I ain't got him wrong no more. But he whacked me. But
had you wrong?
Yes.
Told you true colors.
Kanye's back.
Kanye.
Oh boy.
Guess who's back? Kanye's back.
are we gonna talk about the Kanye song?
We'll do that. You know what? Since we're on that, that's a good thing. Let's go and talk about that new Kanye. We'll swap Kanye, that into this Kanye. Show. The new Kanye. All right. So I'll say it before y'all get started. I'm going to get mine and then y'all get out of the way.
No. Hold on. Let me go. No.
IPL.
Talk away, son.
IP.
I'm gonna bypass the song. The song is alright. Beat is alright. Song is cool. Whatever. That damn video, Mr. West.
I watched it again.
What was that? I love
you.
He got some.
Mr. West, I love
artist, him. Dude.
Fam, what the hell was that video, fam?
Interesting.
It was an amalgamation of all current.
It was an amalgamation of bullshit.
And one clip from a Kendrick Lamar.
You mean
it's a family show?
Bull, my friend.
Bull trip. Bollocks.
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 What was that?
How many times did you watch it?
Leave him alone. He's calm.
That video was almost as bad as his boy's Virgil's album cover for Pop Smoke. I'm hot about that, man. Don't start me.
I ain't see that.
Doing the pure beer minimum.
It's really bad. The
Pop Smoke
album Virgil cover is really bad.
So Virgil,
I'm sorry.
That was a strong left.
We'll hop here and then hop right back.
What's going on?
Huh? Wait.
As bad as Griselda.
So Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke has a posthumous album that's coming out this Friday.
Bruh. Who in the Photoshop?
Fam.
Oh, this album cover is doo-doo.
Yeah. Doing the bare minimum and probably charge Steven Victor.
Y'all took me back to like 1997 Photoshop on this. Man.
Yo, this album looked like it should have came out on No Limit.
I knew it.
This album should have came out on No Limit, yo. I could see it.
The response was so bad that it's already been scrapped, and they're changing it. Covers from the public. People in the public are doing covers, and 50's taking them and throwing them on Instagram, like trying to get ratings on these. The best one wins will be the album cover.
Get people to vote.
Yeah, man.
Wait, this the cover right here?
Yes.
Ain't that bad. No, what is going on? I just need to know what's going on. I don't understand what's happening.
And then the thing about, you want to know the worst part? The worst part about the album cover? He stole the idea. Another rapper had the same concept and has already called him out on it.
I don't know if these designers are lazy or what's happening.
Yo,
what? Like, in the, come on,
maybe, man. maybe they told him that he only had 30 minutes to get it done. I don't know.
like he was under the gun, like he's under pressure, like he had like 30 seconds to come up with
yo, that album. Wow,
and go.
They had that No Limit back of the Source magazine album cover. Oh man, wow.
Now, at least that had like title and like what's. There's name on it, at least. It don't even say his name on the album.
I don't know who it is.
Is he in some kind of like icy, like dungeon / industrial farm or something? What's going on? What's happening?
I'm getting industrial vibes.
Maybe
industrial like, ice.
All that ice. Vibes. Ice barbed wire.
Yeah, ice barbed wire.
Like
yo, ice wire. I got the ice wire.
Ice wire. Let's get it.
That album cover, man.
It might be doo-doo. Yeah.
Yo, that doo-doo album cover is almost as trash as Kanye's new track. Like, straight up.
Someone said you cannot like the new Kanye.
No, I don't.
I'm going to say this.
After seeing the new video and listening to the music, that is the nail in the coffin. I'm done. Kanye is finished. That's it. He's finished.
Finished.
He can't be. He's literally a steak that's been left on the grill for like 4 days straight. Like, dude, it's done. It's done. It's done for me.
I like the song.
Like, yo,
I didn't think it was terrible.
I don't want to hear nothing. Bad. I'm not interested in Kanye for anything else ever.
Did you like the song, P.L.?
So was I.
Good and terrible.
Okay. Huh? I'm numb to this version of Kanye. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not bad. It's not good. It's just black.
Doo-doo.
I think that this is...
It's trash. If this was anyone else besides Kanye, we'd be dunking on him. Let's be for real. If there was anybody else besides Kanye, we'd be dunking on him.
This is Kanye, and he has a couple of hits.
No hits any earlier than 7 years ago, and now we want to be all cool, like, oh, well, you know, it won't too bad.
I don't know about that.
That's where you lost now. That's where you lost. Don't say that. Don't jump out the window. Don't
Yeah, that was 2018 with the seven, with known the seven and seven with the seven and seven and a half.
2018 was the last version of Kanye that I accept.
That was 2018.
Summer of 2018.
2018, I wasn't interested in any of that 777 mess at all.
Woo! That man was in his bag.
Did you listen to it?
Yes, I listened to it. I wasn't interested in any of that mess.
Okay.
None of it.
As long as you listen to it, that's all I'm asking.
I heard it and I was like, yo, what happened to this dude? What happened?
Wow.
It's all that slavery was a choice stuff. It's messing with his mind, man.
Messing with your mind, really, because you still on it.
You can say you what
letting
you
that,
want.
You're letting that affect me, but I got you, though.
That song
sucks. Mike, I hear you.
You ain't got nothing to do.
It's not that bad, fam.
It's not as bad as you good. Think it is what I'm saying.
The beat Give it time. Is rocking.
I'm not talking about the new song. I'm talking about just
the lyrics are okay.
It's not as bad as you think it is. Just give it time.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, I feel you when he's done. He's definitely done, in my opinion. Because he showed a level of slippage unknown to man on Jesus is King.
Yo, this was his opportunity to do something to blow us out of the water. Because Jesus and King was snoozeworthy. The album ain't even like 30 minutes long. Is it? How long is that album?
It's short too. Yeah, it's whatever.
All right, so
25, 27.
When I'm wondering when this will end and it's not even 30 minutes, there's a problem. I couldn't get through the whole video. That's how whack it was. The video is like 3 minutes and I don't know, 40 seconds. So I got 2 minutes in. I was like, I can't do this no more. Whenever someone makes the statement of,
specifically,
I can't do this no
don't
more,
you like about it?
The beat was subpar for Kanye. The lyrics was whack. Dude was just basically chanting. It was whack. I wasn't feeling the message. And I feel like the song is out of sync with the message in the video. And split screen with, I was just like, nah, I'm not feeling these low grade graphics.
I'm not feeling how.
Meaning the energy in the music doesn't seem to match the energy for me. In the video.
The video is ass.
Yo, I was like,
I can say that. It's a family show. I can say that on a family show.
You're pushing it, but all right.
Not.
You can say it.
Not that bad. Joy's not that bad.
Man, look. I got about a minute and 30 seconds in, and I was like, come on, man. And then right around two minutes. I was like, I can't do this no more. I was like, yo, I'm not wasting my time on Kanye West anymore. That's it. That's it. I'm done. Someone will have to kidnap me and force me to listen to any new Kanye. I'm finished. I've given him too many chances. He's a habitual musical line stepper
right now.
So you're not even gonna listen? You're not gonna listen to this album?
No. He's a habitual musical line stepper.
I don't get it. He's an albums artist. he has some singles, but he's an album artist.
He's a habitual line stepper. He's a habitual line stepper.
It sounds like he's still in that Yandy Jesus is King phase that I'm not 100% behind right now. Musically, I ain't talking about the mess.
I'm not even 1% behind this.
Musically, it's not good. Like, I feel musically is where I'm leaving Kanye. Like his music for me never seemed like it had a problem up until Jesus is King. Fully, a full album where you're like, what's happening here? What's happening?
Yo, for me, it's been a steep decline since Yeezus.
I agree.
I've hit the bottom with this.
Steep is pretty.
I think it's been like more like this, not like this, like you're saying. But I think it's more like
we hit Yeezus, and then
it was the pinnacle. Yeezus was the pinnacle.
It was like that roller coaster when you hit that top. You're like, oh snap! You get a little scared. You're like, oh, we're about to go down. And
but
like,
hey,
bam!
Hey, how about this? I got something for you. He dropped like easily like 10 to 11 years worth of great music.
Yeah, that's why it's like, I'm like, cool.
How many artists can say that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm I'm not disrespecting any of his old stuff. I'm not saying
I'm like, not saying you are. You know, I'm just saying, like, if for everything, like, that's the takeaway. That's just enjoy the good music, I guess. Now,
the takeaway for me is I pressed play and I was like, why are we excited about this?
Who's excited about it? Who
yeah, well, when I got on,
okay.
PL sent us the link. Then I went to Twitter. Twitter was like, oh, snap, new Kanye. And I was just like, I guess I'm alone on this again.
Hassan, you was excited about it?
Hassan sent the link.
No, I sent the link.
Oh, all right. Hassan. I thought PL sent it. Excuse
me. He wants that credit. I sent the link.
He's like, I sent it.
So easy guys, season.
There you go.
me. I want to hear what Hassan. What's your take on the song? Because I haven't got your full take on it.
All right. So my first listen, I enjoyed it. Like the mix on it. I still like the mix on it. Dr. Dre mixed it. He helped them nail the lo-fi end of the aesthetic they were trying to go for. And the song just like sounds sonically just a lot more together because of it. Everything has a place in the mix. But that's audio nerd stuff. So. But I like the energy of it. I do like the beat personally. I do like the beat. And I like the choices on it. It was nice to see someone who is kind of more like currently, you know, like his energy tuned with what's happening currently. And so that was cool. And like lyrically, it was like, all right, cool. Like, I don't really mind the structure, but like the kind of like repeating phrases and everything. But as I listened to it more, I kind of liked how Ye was rapping on it less, like what he was saying a little less. It was just like, it just felt kind of half-baked.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying. The half-baked is what I feel.
Forced to sell drugs. I was like, all right. So like lyrically, I was like, all right. Like it's the cadence of it was right, but the words were just like kind of basic. But yeah, like overall, it's cool. Like I liked it. I listened to it and, you know, curious to see what this album. I do get a stronger impression from this than this when Jesus is King first came out. Whatever dropped first off of that. Like, I do get more of a...
Well, he was doing those Sunday services, right? He was doing all those Sunday services.
Those sounded good.
Yeah, those sounded good.
He should have just did a best of the Sunday services and packaged that up.
I thought it was going to be a Sunday service album, but he never did drop it.
I give it like a 6.5.
I think he did.
Seven.
I want to say he did drop that album, Art.
Not official.
Service out? No, they did put that with the choir. It was mostly made up of stuff that they did. Sunday service.
Yeah, of course.
What was that called? Jesus is King, and then it was
something after that.
Another gospel.
Gospel.
Yeah, it was the
official. Yeah. You dropped something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the choir's. It's on iTunes.
It's on whatever stream.
It was streaming on as far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Service album. Choir.
Let me approach the Hip Hop Council with this. Do you feel in any of Kanye's new stuff that he's trying too hard?
Trying too hard maybe. How?
In what way?
In what sense?
I don't...
Like, he's trying... For me, it seems like he's trying to get that old feeling back. Not the old sound, but that old, like, Kanye just dropped something. Like, that kind of feel. And I think that he's trying too hard to, like, make music when he should just make music. Because a lot of stuff that I hear from him, like, easy. What are you doing?
It's said and done sometimes, though.
I just think a lot of his ideas, like,
from personal experience,
have been half-baked. Like, I think the half-baked is a good way to describe him since that summer of 18. Like, it doesn't seem like it's a full thought. Like, a full, like, Kanye thought that we're used to. So the presentation of it always seemed like it's going to be, like, thrown together. Real, like, it's just, that's what it feels like. Like, it's rushed. Like, we don't have those years without hearing Kanye or like, him working on the album without us knowing every little intricate detail of who's on it or what's going to be on it or what the beat sounds like. Like, I think we're just too much knowing what he's doing because he's now oversharing to the point where, like, yeah. There's no surprises anymore. There's no surprise. He's not surprising me anymore. He's shown us. He was the Wizard of Oz, and now he let us look behind the curtains, and we're like, okay,
all right.
We see. Like, we see now. Right, we now see your half baked ideas.
Oh man! So guys, we have exercised the demons once again.
Part two.
Right here, we have formerly known as Conspiracy P.
Okay.
Hater of Griselda.
That's the old title.
New hater of Griselda. Parker, say that. Lewis.
P.L. Parker Lewis, what's up?
Me? A hater?
New hater.
I don't hate
it, baby.
Anyone. I don't hate anyone. I don't like when people steal my ideas. You know, I don't like when people borrow stuff.
Too much inside coming outside right now.
But I don't have any animosity towards anyone.
Too much indoor business coming outside.
Gotcha.
Right,
I figured it. I don't hate anyone. Shout out to those guys.
All right. Well, Arcatron, say what's up.
What's up, y'all? This is me.
Look in the mirror, say what's
up. Part three, Arcatron. You can find me
Arcatron.com.
Arcatron.com.
Oh boy. And what, Hassan?
Hey y'all. It's me, Anwar Hassan. I go by the name Anwar Hassan. Where's my camera? Right there. Check me out on Twitter or IG, and especially on your DSPs, your digital streaming platforms.
Ooh,
see you next week.
Bye.
Oh, boy.
Bye. Hope that we can fix our differences soon. Bye.
Oh, boy. Anyway, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all in places, Spotify, podcasts, all that jazz. We'll be back later. From us to you, we're saying thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. And of course, peace.
Yes, and a word for you. Hey, a word for you.